to adore you. Just go ahead and run. But they could save tens or even hundreds of billions of dollars. Depending on how it's structured and what they do, this could be a constructive undertaking that ought to be embraced.
Senator Chris Coons talking there about what Republicans, Donald Trump specifically, have pledged to do with Elon Musk, with Vivek Ramaswamy, in cutting spending. Boy, I didn't really think about this entire time we've been waiting for Donald Trump to hopefully be elected. It was kind of towards the end where it was like, oh, and we should cut spending. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, yes. And so is Chris Coons.
These are like dreams deferred.
Yeah. They felt so bold as to say, like, maybe the deficit is a problem. Maybe it's a national security risk. Well, that's Senator Chris Coons saying that. The budget starts in the House, and I'm curious what kind of resolve that these Republicans going into the next Congress have when it comes to cutting spending and any other plans that they have all lined up to go on day one. That's why we bring our friend Congressman Mike Bost back onto the show, Illinois' 12th District Representative. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and we love having him on the show. Congressman, thank you for being with us today. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Senator Chris Coons is like, yeah, we could cut some spending. That's kind of nice to hear.
Well, putting this group together, first off, make sure that the people have the will that are here voting. I don't think it's a good idea let me clarify that, because that's how things can be taken out of context. I believe it's a lot of cuts can be done, and we're going to put our nose to the grindstone and we're going to get it done. The problem is we still have a budget that we need to get done this session. Mm. And there's many of us believe we need to sit down and get that done first so that the table is cleared for the president to come in and do what he needs to do. But now we're hearing rumors that there's people not wanting to get that done, and that there's talk of doing another short-term CR, which I don't think that's a good idea. Like I said, I think we should clear the table so that they can come in and start getting things done. But anyway, we'll see how that plays out.
Well, Congressman, let me ask you kind of just in an elementary way. As I mentioned at the beginning of this, the senator was talking about being interested in cutting spending, but that budgeting process, the power of the purse, belongs with the House of Representatives. Can you explain just very simply when you're talking about getting a budget done, when you're talking about a CR or a continuing resolution, how does all of that operate? What does that mean?
Okay, so the budget is passed, and it's passed in 12 different budgets, okay? We have passed a majority of the budget this last year, but there's about five of those 12 bills that have not been passed, but still 80% of the budget has been passed because they're not evenly divided bills. And so we were able to get those things over to the Senate, but then they have to take them up. So it's a process. Now, what that was, that was all done to do the budget this way, and it was designed in 1972. And since 1972, I think there's only been three budget years that they've actually passed all 12 bills.
Oh, wow.
So it's we need to revamp how it's done, because it's not successful, to tell you the truth. And then a CR usually only affects those areas that weren't passed. So one year you might pass we always manage to pass the budget on for the military. We pass that, and the VA, because it's one that, at least most times, it gets passed. But then on the other ones, the problem with the CR is you're not raising or lowering anything from the year before. You're just continuing to go with the budget that you have. So the problem with this CR is that we passed this CR on down, where we said we're just going and moving forward and keeping the expensive budget of COVID that was put past during Nancy Pelosi's time. That's the problem. Because when you try to make cuts, you can't get them, because if you don't pass it, you don't pass it. So, but my hope is, with United Government, we're going to get together quickly. Let me tell you what we learned from 2017. A couple things. One, we need to set things in place beforehand, and understand that the House has been working towards a what's known as reconciliation, which it allows us to move certain things in the budget that wouldn't normally be able to be moved, but you only get one bite at the apple per year, okay? And we were each assigned with our committees to find those places that, and it has to be budget related, and that we can then send over to the Senate for reconciliation, and there's like a lot of things can get done that don't normally get done if you use that. That tool was very misunderstood in 2017 because we hadn't had a united form of government in many, many years. Hmm. And then when we got it, unfortunately, it took 3 months for us to move the first one because we were all, well, the leadership at that time did not think that Trump was going to win. And so all of a sudden, it did win, and we were kind of back on our heels. This time, we started planning under the leadership of Mike Johnson 6 months ago. That's so we're great. Ready for him. And he's gearing up. He is putting his cabinet together very quickly. He got a clear mandate. We know that, this is huge, and that we've got to get things done. So we have a list of those things. We've already got the agenda that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Speaker Johnson and he want to be going on day one. They're going to get the immigration thing. Border taken care of, the immigration, and all of a sudden trying to get the illegals out and caught and go back to a controlled border, trying to get those chemicals or those criminals off the street and back into their own country.
And the chemicals.
And chemicals. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know, we're going to do the job growth stuff, and including get our fuel prices back down. Start selling our fuel like we were to Europe and become energy independent. We got to pass the tax cuts to keep those tax cuts going that were passed in 2017. And we've got to get it done by the end of this next year. So that's things. And then not counting the fact about it, what all those agendas that I have with the VA, but at least his pick for the VA, let me tell you, he's a very good friend, and I think he'll do a great job. He and I are already talking, and that's Doug Collins, former member here in the House. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot of things.
Congressman Boss, this is Ryan Wiggins. I'm going to ask you kind of a barstool question that friends of mine have been discussing over text. We hear that Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk are going to head up the Department of Governmental Efficiency, I think is what it is, DOGE.
Yeah.
And that is intended to cut spending and wasteful things across government. Mm-hmm. What right. can they do, though, without Congress? Or is that something they're going to be working with you on?
They can't. But that what it does is they will be an advisory group that will go in line item by line item by line item in each one of the budgets and show where we can make certain really strong changes and reduce the spending. And I believe that we will have the will to do that, because when you tell an agency to find where they it is never going to be the reaction of an agency to reduce their spending. Hmm. Because the main goal of bureaucracy is to create more bureaucracy. And remember, Ronald Reagan said the closest thing to eternal life is a new government program. And what we have to do is stop those eternal lives that are out there that don't do anything, that we just continue to spend money on. Good heavens, we're still spending money on the COVID stuff, and it's over.
Yeah.
So each of us, look, I tell you that we will find waste in the VA, and I tell you that we can do it without reducing any of the benefits for our veterans and any services that they receive. Mm. And we're willing to go after it.
We're speaking with Congressman Mike Bost. He's Illinois' 12th District Representative, Chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. You've been in Congress now for 10 years. So that's quite an interesting coming in 2015 at the tail end of Barack Obama's presidency.
Right.
You've been here through the ups and the downs of the Donald Trump presidency. Can you assess mm-hmm. the state of the Republican Party going into this January 2025 compared to the prior years that you've been in office?
Yeah, I can. And here's one. First off, when 2017 was 1 year that 2017 and 2018 were the united years that we had united form of government. We learned from those mistakes. The sad thing is that, I want to think about this, especially all those people that say they want term limits, understand 60% of the Congress has never worked under a united government.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how quick the turnover is here. And so now we've got to teach people who've never been in through this before, okay, here's what you're going to expect, and here's why, here's how we got to move forward. But let me tell you that though we even had our arguments last week while forming up our committee, well, we got to form up our committees later, but passing the rules, we had conversations about this rule, that rule, but by the time it was all said and done, we were united. You know, we kept our arguments to each other and came up with a final product that we didn't have 2 years ago. We had the constant battle. If you remember, everybody remembers the fight over the speaker vote, and then the throwing out of the speaker. But we are united. It wasn't an argument over the speaker. There wasn't even a challenge. That allows the speaker to already sit down with Trump. Let me tell you that our counterparts in the Senate, Senator Moran, who will now be the VA chair in the Senate, has already reached out to me to start putting our agenda together. That's the difference. We're really united, and we understand that what the people said was there are things we want fixed. We want things fixed like the border. We want things fixed like the inflation. It's real clear what they said. I think that's what the problem with the Democrats were. They were focused on everything and not listening to the people. The votes came to us because we told them what we wanted to do. Now we've got to deliver on it.
Mm. Congressman Boss with us right now, Illinois' 12th District Representative. That unity, I mean, there are a lot of different factions of the Republican Party, but that's actually how I think the Republican Party came together to elect Donald Trump, because at the top, he was bringing people in from all over the place that had expertise. They openly could allow themselves to disagree on some things, but see eye to eye, to see commonality, to affect good outcomes in specific lanes, which is as American as it gets to me.
Right.
Do you feel like going in with a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican president, do you feel like there's any post-election consideration among the Democrats to say some of these things, kind of like Senator Coons was saying, some of these things are good ideas, and that you'll see these things done in a bipartisan way?
Yeah, let me tell you this. Cuellar, who is the Hispanic member of the House that was that has the border in Texas, who has been very vocal about where we need to secure our border, right? I was walking down the steps earlier this week. He was arguing with a member of the squad who was arguing that they were going to stand up against Trump agenda to deport. And he said, and he literally looked at her and goes, "You need to wake up. You do understand that he's talking about getting criminals out. And you're saying, no, you don't want to do that. You're going to stand against Trump." He said, "That's what got you beat." And that was on the Capitol steps. He said it to his own member. Are those that are waking up. There's Seth Moulton has been out there saying, "Hey, look, we got to look this over." So the Democrats are divided. The Republicans, we argue right now, but we've been arguing for 2 years. So we kind of know where our arguments are at. We just got to know we got to come together as well, though.
Yeah, and find those places where you plow forward and get change accommodated for the American people, because that's why we sent you all there. It's good to hear that.
And you know that you're going to have a president that's going to use administrative rule and everything like that. But what we need to do is take those things he wants to do and take and put it in law.
Yes.
So if any house, any chamber, or the president flips back the other way, they can't come in and instantly change that.
Yes.
We got to change it for the long term.
Yeah, the time is now. It's an amazing opportunity for you, Congressman Boss, to be in there at this moment in time. And we look forward to connecting with you because we feel like the news is going to be coming fast and furious once everybody is installed, inaugurated and everything. And we always appreciate your voice here on our show. So we appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Really do. Thank
All
you.
Right. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Congressman. Bye. Congressman Boss, Illinois 12th District Representative. That just all sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's one of those interviews that when you listen back, like if you get the podcast, you just kind of soak up the different material that he's giving there because he's behind the scenes. There's so much happening right now. And it's good to hear because we've talked about the president and his team being on the ball. Sounds like Republicans in the House are ready to roll. We saw Mike Johnson with the president this weekend. Sounds like they're working as a unit.
Yeah. And, you know, you hope that sticks. It's kind of honeymoon time right yeah. now. I mean, they usually say the first 100 days of a presidency is the honeymoon period. Usually second terms don't really have that because it's a continuation. This is an entirely different situation. And that those 100 days, like Janine commented on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, Annie, please tell the congressman that America says this to Congress. You have both houses in the office. All caps. Don't mess this up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up. And it seems to me like they are their vision for what's going to happen. He was saying Mike Johnson's been working on this for 6 months. Fantastic to hear.
Hit the ground running. Don't drag it out. Good priorities, but also fast moving.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. Let's talk about this when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll. Which full story do you want most to be released? Assassination attempts. And I'm talking about all of them. Assassinations, assassination attempts, all of it. The Jeffrey Epstein story, the COVID story, or the 2020 election. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote for the one that you are looking forward to hearing the full story on the most. And you're going to want to keep it right here on 97.1 because pretty soon those phones are going to need to be ringing. Don't go away. We'll be right back.